Well, Facebook says it's still not sure what hackers took when they accessed at least 50 million profiles recently. Here to talk about the latest security crisis from the social network is attorney Sean Tuma, cybersecurity expert with Spencer Fain. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So I guess how do we know if we were even hacked? Do we all just automatically get notifications?
Well, what happened is Facebook automatically logged off the 50 million people that were impacted, plus an additional 40 million people. So if you got automatically logged off, you may have been impacted. If you did not, then you were likely not one of the ones impacted by this.
Yeah, Sean, we were talking about this a little while ago, and I said something that may have been an error. What I said was, yeah, well, if anybody got any of your information, it's information that you willingly gave to the entire world anyway. You set the controls on your security and who sees what, but I guess there are some people that do some shopping on Facebook. They might have used their credit cards. Is that the big concern?
You know, right now, Dave, the problem is we don't know what the facts are because Facebook, you know, normally we take several days, weeks to, you know, as when I represent companies to investigate, to figure out what happened before you ever push out your notice. But now, in with the new laws in place, Facebook had to get this notice out almost immediately, and they didn't have time to investigate to even figure out exactly what was taken or what was accessed. So right now, all we know is that that hackers got into 50 million accounts and that they did something with them, but we don't know exactly what they did or what information they took.
Do we know how they got into these particular accounts and what exactly happened?
There was a software, a flaw in the code of Facebook, and it allowed them to get to access this view as setting, so where you can look at Facebook and see what others see your profile as. And we do know that they were able to get the tokens that you use whenever you use Facebook to log into other accounts like Tinder, Spotify, Instagram, things like that. They were able to get access to those. So, you know, we know they've gotten access to certain things, but to Dave's point, we don't know yet if it was only public profile information as far as your information they were able to take, or if it was something more like your payment information or things like that.
We're talking with cybersecurity expert Sean Tuma. Go back, if you would, to that bit about tokens. Kind of explain what that is. And that's always made me a little uneasy. It's like, well, yeah, it's much easier to log in to another website if I allow it to use my Facebook login. But that seems sketchy to me.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. What it's doing is it's enabling us to sacrifice security for the sake of convenience, because we all hate remembering long passwords and multiple logins. With a lot of these new accounts that are coming up, these new services, they say instead of creating your own unique login for our account, you can just use your Facebook account to log straight in. So click this little blue Facebook button here, and it'll use your Facebook credentials. The problem is that now allows multiple accounts to be controlled with only one username and password, which means if the hackers get that information, they now have access to a whole slew of your accounts as opposed to each one having a unique login and password, which is a much more secure way of doing it.
I have the two-factor authentication thing that I have to do. Every time I log into Facebook, it sends a code to my phone, which I then have to input. Does that mean that I couldn't have been hacked?
Hallelujah, Amy. You have taken a step that is so important in securing these accounts. Yeah, that multi-factor authentication is a much more secure way of doing it. And my we don't yet know if that protected this particular instance because we don't yet know exactly how they got in. But the likelihood is it would have protected you because now not only would they need the information they pulled from this flaw in the program, they would need you to put that second factor in through your phone or your text message or however you would have to do that. So it probably protected you.
Let me take you back one more time to this this business about logging in on other websites and apps using the Facebook credentials, because I'm sure there are probably people going, oh, wait a minute, I've done that a couple of times, and now I didn't realize that it was so dangerous. Now what can I do to fix it? Is there anything you can do? Because even if you change your Facebook password, that's not going to change your ability to log in using Facebook on other apps.
That's right. You need to go to those other apps that you've used this setting for and really disable that and create your own unique username and password for those accounts as well. And Facebook has a setting. If you go to the settings part of your profile and then go into security login tab, and it'll show you where you're logged in to Facebook, and there's also a way, I haven't done this, but there should be a way in there to see where you're logged into other accounts in addition to just your Facebook.
And how will we know in the future if we were hacked? I mean, someone would try to set up a Facebook account similar to the one that we had?
Well, Amy, and this goes to your earlier original point, Facebook should send out a notification to the individuals who they confirm were hacked, and it may come as an email or it may come as an alert on your Facebook account. But really, you know, I saw a few accounts over the weekend where I was getting second friend requests from people I knew were already friends, and it did make me wonder, was that potentially a situation where they were hacked and now people were using that? So it's certainly a possibility, Amy, and it's something we need to be vigilant about when we start getting friend requests from people and you go, wait a minute, aren't we already friends? That could be why.
Yeah, that happens a lot, and I'm always wondered why. What do people get out of that by making another account with your name?
Usually it's criminals doing what we call phishing, where they're scouring people's profiles for information about them so they can use it to prepare these phishing emails with knowledge about them, like their birth date or who their friends or their family are, where their hometown is. And so since a lot of people have their profiles made private now, the only way hackers can get that is if they can become one of your friends. So they set up a fake account of a friend in an effort to get you to accept that, so then you have access to that information.
All right. You always have great information for us. We appreciate it. Attorney Sean Tuma, cybersecurity expert with Spencer Fain.